Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I walk a straight line, shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango the Three.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Bloody
Angola,
a podcast 142 years in the making.
The complete story of America's bloodiest prison.
And I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And it's early in the morning today, Woody Overton. Woo. We feel like real radio station DJs or something. Right. Yeah. Working the night shift.
Laying down the tracks for the people.
Yeah, that's right. Love you. We'd do anything for you, and it includes getting up early and not going hunting or fishing.
Yeah, right. It's too hot to fish and too hot for golf.
You got that right. It's hot in South Louisiana. So speaking of South Louisiana, this is part two of our clemency special, I guess you would call it, If you're not sure exactly what's going down, go listen to episode one, the Louisiana clemency debacle. It'll kind of catch you up, and we're gonna go ahead and start it off with this episode. And before we really lead into it, I'm going to read everybody just a quick statement from the Louisiana Fraternal Order of Police. But what is the Fraternal Order of Police?
All the different police officers. It's you would call it a union almost. They'll give you representatives if you get in trouble and stuff like that. It's just a really exclusive club of all the police officers.
Yeah, similar to a fraternity.
Yeah, college. Same thing. Yeah, same thing.
Very good. Well, they have a good power space here in Louisiana when it comes to officers. And they released this statement on August 10th. The Louisiana Fraternal Order of Police is opposed to the clemency hearings granted by the Louisiana Pardon Board at the request of Governor Edwards. Every one of these death row inmates has been convicted according to law and sentenced to death by Louisiana law. I mean, Woody, you know, that's one of our big problems with this.
Right.
Many of the victims of these horrific crimes are being denied closure by an attempt to commute the sentences of those offended. At least three inmates have killed police officers, and they go on to list Betty Smothers as one of those police officers, yep. Stephen Vincent, a Louisiana state policeman, yep. and Ronald Williams of the NOPD. While these are not the only victims of horrific crimes, they are our sisters and brothers in law enforcement, and we will not stand idly by without objection. A strong tactic by a lame duck governor to bring these hearings forward in front of over 400 previously filed hearings is appalling. In our mind, it's just more way that this governor has shown he is not a supporter of the criminal justice system. He does not support the victims and their rights. Why would anyone, including the board and governor, want the family and loved ones of these victims to unnecessarily relive these horrific nightmares or the loss of loved ones? A rushed process that will one day release a killer back into society. Stop this and let justice continue to be served. They ain't happy.
No, they're not. And they shouldn't be, y'all. And we're specifically talking about the 56 inmates on Louisiana's death row who are all at one time.
Yeah.
Joined up and filed a petition for clemency.
Organized death.
For them to be heard by the board. And then the governor comes out and shows his true colors and says, I'm against the death penalty.
Absolutely insane that this is even going on.
If they raped and murdered your children and cut them up and all the other bad shit these people had done, maybe he'd feel different.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it's just unreal that we're even having this conversation, but we are. And on the last episode, we told you that on this episode, we were going to give you a little bit of detail on the 56 inmates that have requested clemency. And I'll start it off with James Dunn. James Dunn was convicted in the June 1998 killing of two bank employees, Lisa DuPuy and Jacqueline Blanchard in Napoleonville, during an armed robbery with accomplices.
I remember that. It was a big standoff type thing.
Yeah, and you were heat of law enforcement career at that point.
Exactly. And it's just a, senseless killing. And during, makes it death row, it was during an armed robbery, so that makes it aggravating circumstances. So, and it's just, dude doesn't deserve to be. I mean, he got convicted. Yeah, he deserved the ultimate punishment.
And that was Assumption Parish, by the way.
Yeah, and who my good friend Leland Falcon is now the sheriff down there, and I helped him out on a lot of cases. He called me like last week. All right, I'm going to take you to another guy named Jeremiah Manning, who was convicted of the 2000 kidnapping and murder of Mary Malone from her plain-dealing home. Mm. That was in Bossier, and that's up north Shreveport, right across the river from Shreveport. And now think about it again, y'all. Kidnapping. That means you took someone against their will and you murder them.
Yeah.
And I think we just get desensitized because you hear it so much.
Too.
I mean, but these are real people who had real loved ones.
Yeah, and we'll take you to Caddo Parish. We've got several.
Which is right there in the same thing. Hey, you know, I was watching a thing last night, and Hugo was on it, Hugo Holland, special prosecutor in Courtney Coco's case. Caddo Parish sentenced more people to die than any other parish or county in the United States of America.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Doesn't surprise me. We got a lot of crime going on up there.
And I also said per capita, that it's not Los Angeles or New York City or whatever per capita. We of course have the highest murder rate.
Unbelievable! You never think that. Well, we're gonna take you there, and they got a bunch of them. We're gonna talk about here. We'll start with LaDerrick Campbell. LaDerrick Campbell was convicted of killing 51-year-old Kathy Parker in September of 2002 during a robbery at the Magnolia Club in Rodessa. Yeah. Which is a city, you know, in that area of Caddo Parish.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Another murder. You go out, and you just could have robbed him. You didn't have to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, that's what makes it the aggravating circumstances. And we'll take you to Nathaniel Cole. Mm. And Nathaniel Cole was convicted on 4 counts of first-degree murder in Shreveport. Again, y'all, and that's another Caddo Parish area. Yeah. They were killed in the 1985 attack where Vivian Colbert Cheney, Jerry Colbert Cheney's 15-year-old daughter, Carlitha, and Vivian Cheney's boyfriend, Joe Harris.
Murdered four by
people, right? And,
yeah.
And it's just
4 people.
First degree means it was certainly planned out and another horrible crime.
First-degree murder, sentenced to death, gets his clemency hearing.
Right.
After the fact, right?
Right. And the next one, again, is in the same area.
Same area, and we're going to take you to Michael Cooks. And he was convicted of a 1995 murder during an armed robbery in Shreveport. The medical examiner testified Joe Frazier had been shot 14 times. So that's
14.
And yeah, why he killed 15? Him good, as Mike would say.
That, why wasn't 15? Because he ran out of bullets.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, just
that's just stupid.
Cold-blooded killer.
That's it. All right, so y'all, the next one is Percy Davis, who's convicted in 1990 murders of 2 workers at convenience stores 2 nights in a row. First victim killed was Mark Sanchez, an employee of a Circle K store, and the second victim was Calvin Moore, the owner of an Exxon outlet, otherwise known as Fat Exxons.
Yeah. 2 nights in a row.
2 nights in a row. We're going to stop here. Probably it would have been 3 had they not called him.
Yeah. Yeah. And that tells you right there, someone that's going to kill someone 2 nights in a row, it's not a crime of passion. That's a stone cold killer.
Yeah, these people are working, man. What's he getting?
Yeah. So here's one for you, Curtis Deal. This is just going to make you sick that this particular individual gets to actually file for clemency.
Right.
Listen to what he did. Convicted in the 1996 death of his 2-month-old son. 2-month-old son, y'all. Christ. Joshua in Caddo Parish.
Again, same area.
Same area. First responder said the child had a wadded up paper towel forced in his throat.
Jesus.
And Deal admitted to throwing the baby back in the bed when he wouldn't stop crying. Let me tell you, that right there, if none of these others piss you off, you know, if you've got any kind of pulse, that pisses you off. I don't care who you are. And this guy actually gets to stand up in front of a parole board and plead as why he deserves clemency and doesn't deserve the needle.
Yep. Well, I don't understand it, but takes to Felton Dorsey, who's convicted for the 2006 first-degree murder of a retired firefighter, Joe Prock, during a home invasion at his mother's house in Greenway.
Wow.
That's just unreal. I mean, firefighter, you know, dedicating his life to saving other people, and the dude breaks in, home invasion of his mom's house, and they kill him.
And we're still in Caddo Parish, and we'll take you to Daryl Drawn. Daryl Drawn was convicted in the 2000 murder of his neighbor, 64-year-old Loretta White. She had been stabbed or cut, get this, 61 times in her Shreveport home. 34 of the wounds were in the face and head.
Wow, that is unreal. Yeah.
And this guy gets to
plea for clemency. Just so you know, back on Felton Dorsey, Greenwood is in Caddo Parish too, y'all. All these seem to be started out in Caddo. But that guy, I mean, 61 times. That's the most I've ever seen. 57 was my highest.
Horrible.
Crazy. Cedric Edwards, convicted in 1995, murder of Victoria Canatese Kennedy in Shreveport, same area, during a home invasion. Her husband and 14-year-old daughter survived the attack, and the husband said he recognized men because they had come into his store.
Wow.
Just killing.
These are the worst of the worst, y'all.
This is it.
Bobby Hampton, also a Caddo Parish individual, convicted in the 1995 killing of Philip Russell Coleman, an employee at a Shreveport liquor store that was robbed as employees were closing up for the night.
That's just, again, I mean, regular people working, trying to make a paycheck, make a minimum wage, and get murdered for it. And I could tell you, I'm almost positive that Hugo Holland was the prosecutor in all these. He used to work for the Caddo Parish District Attorney's Office before he went freelance.
Yeah.
So, take it to Daryl Irish, convicted in 1996 murder of his landlord, Russ Rowland, and after asking him to come to his Caddo Parish mobile home to collect overdue rent.
Wow. I mean, man goes to get his money, yeah, gets killed. And I assure you it wasn't a simple death,
right,
because he's on death row.
Exactly.
I'm sure it was, you know, horrible. And we'll get into, incidentally, we're doing a bonus episode after this for patrons only, where the first 20 that are coming up for these hearings in October, we're going to go in more depth right, on these crimes into we're telling crimes you about now.
Right.
Now we're going to get to Marcus Reed. He was convicted for the deaths of Jarquise Jeremiah and Eugene Adams on August 17th, 2010. That's three people, allegedly over a stolen Xbox game console.
That's crazy. I mean, just again, you killed three people.
POS.
For no Xbox. I believe the jury got it right.
Yeah.
So, LaMondre Tucker, convicted in 2008, death of his pregnant ex girlfriend, 18-year-old Tavia Seals in Shreveport. Tucker's mom, Alicia Tucker, was arrested right after the sentencing and charged with conspiracy to tamper with a juror. Right? Acre doesn't fall far from the tree.
That's right. James Tyler, and y'all, we are still in Caddo Parish. Yep. James Tyler, convicted of the 1995 murder of a manager of a fast food restaurant during an armed robbery. Two other employees were shot in the head but survived and were able to identify him. Thank God they survived.
Man, how many of these are just people making minimum wage?
Working, doing the right thing. Yeah.
And you shot two other people in the head. Do you think they ever were good?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Calcasieu Parish, y'all. And those of you who don't know, Calcasieu is way down southwest Louisiana around Lake Charles. So Kevin Daigle was convicted I remember this vividly.
Me too.
Kevin Daigle was convicted after killing State Trooper Steven Vincent in 2015. Vincent responded to stranded motors on the side of a rural road in 2015. As he tried to help an intoxicated Daigle, Daigle pulled out a sawed-off shotgun and gravely wounded Vincent, who died in the hospital. Daigle was also charged with second-degree murder of his roommate, Blake Brewer, who was found dead in his Moss Bluff home after Daigle's arrest. Killed a cop, and basically who...
And you get a clemency here.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you. You know, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on as far as politics. We don't talk politics around here, but we don't care who the governor is. Man, read that.
Right.
And then think about it.
He was governor. So 2019. Yeah, shit. He was governor.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, that's your state trooper. And it wouldn't matter if he's a Republican or Democrat or whatever. This is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Cold blood. And look, they had a video, y'all, from then, the body cam footage and all that sort of stuff. I mean, this was recent, 2015. It wasn't, you know, it was 7 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that. And he kills this state trooper, and this guy was in office during that time.
Right.
And he's allowing this guy to have begging for clemency hearings for these guys. It's disgusting. All right, we're going to go to Jason Reeves, convicted of killing 4-year-old Mary Jean Thigpen in 2001. Investigators say he raped her, stabbed her 16 times, and left her for dead in the woods.
Unreal.
4 years old.
Oh, shit. Murder by you.
Yeah, there's nothing you even say about that.
Let's go to DeSoto Parish, where Christopher Spivaldo was convicted in 1992 beating and scalding death of his 6-year-old stepson, Wesley Allen Mercer.
Mm.
6 years old.
Scalding.
He beat him and then burned him to death.
That's horrible.
I got no words, bro. This is like...
Let me tell you, you don't think monsters are in this world, people?
Right. Evil exists.
Every single one of these people deserves an evil scale. Simple as that. Where's DeSoto Parish?
That's over by Fort Polk and all that.
You know, it's amazing, y'all. Woody is like a parish savant. I don't think there's a parish he don't know where it's at. That's
because I worked a case in every one of them when I was with the state police.
It's unbelievable. All right, we're going to go to Michael Taylor, and he was convicted in the 1999 murder of Chester Howell, a salesman at a DeSoto Parish Pontiac dealership who took him to test drive a white Pontiac Firebird. The car was found the next day after Taylor and his accomplice used it in a bank robbery in Iowa, which resulted in the non-fatal shooting of a police chief. The pair were arrested at the Mexican border with more than $100,000 in cash.
I remember that one, too.
That would be a heck of a podcast story one day.
Right? It's crazy. Another cop killed, even though it wasn't a Louisiana cop.
Well, he wasn't killed, but he was wounded.
Shot, right. Yeah. Right. The East Baton Rouge Parish, y'all, we've talked about this guy. I think we just talked about him the other day. Anthony Bell.
Yep.
Convicted of, the church killer, convicted of 5 counts of first-degree murder for the May 2006 shootings at the Ministry of Jesus Christ Church. Also convicted on 1 count of attempted first-degree murder for the shooting of Pastor Claudia Brown. The victims were identified as 78-year-old Leonard Howard, 72-year-old Gloria Howard, 67-year-old Dolores McGrew, 47-year-old Darlene Selvage, and Bell's wife, 24-year-old Erica Bell. Wow. You in church, got nowhere to go. It's a small, small little church, y'all, and it's not like one of these big ones, and everybody is like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah. No. David Bowie. Convicted in the 1996 murder of John Smith, Bowie wrapped shoelaces and then a cord from an iron around the victim's neck to kill him after losing in a dice game.
Right.
I mean, cold-blooded killers, right. Man.
Cold-blooded.
They kill you as quick as look at you.
Or quicker, right?
Yeah.
Next one, and y'all, all these are in East Baton Rouge Parish. Quincy Broaden. Convicted in 1996 murders of Edward Black and Alan Rutledge in the Scotlandville area. Black was reportedly killed because he owed Broaden money for drugs. Rutledge was killed because he may have witnessed the shooting, right? Dead people can't testify.
Yeah. The next one is if you're from these parts, you know this name, and that is Henry Broadway. He was convicted for the 1993 murder of Baton Rouge police officer Corporal Betty Smothers and injuring another woman, Kimian Lee, during an armed robbery.
Yep.
And let me say this. Number one, that's Warrick Dunn, who was a Florida State running back, went on to play football in the NFL
for many, many years.
went to a high school called Catholic High. I actually played against Warwick Dunn in high school, and let me tell you, he's fast.
I may be incorrect on this, but I think he had numerous brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And she was a single mom at the time.
Yes.
Extra duty, and was going to deposit some money from her extra duty job.
A corporal. She was, you know, a high-ranked officer.
An African-American female.
Yes.
And just murdered.
And let me tell you one thing about him. Woody touched on this when we were in the first episode, but Warwick Dunn does so much for the community in Baton Rouge. Still, he gives away homes.
Every year
in his mother's name.
And they actually have a Warwick Dunn Award now that they give to the top player.
Sure do. Channel 9.
Not for necessarily on-field things, but for what they do.
Community service and things of that nature. So just a beautiful human being. And I'm sure it sickens him as much as it does us or more that Henry Broadway gets this opportunity at Clemency. I don't want to speak for him, but I can imagine.
Yeah, well, Frank Ford Cozy, convicted for the 1990 rape and murder of a 12-year-old Delkey Nelson in East Baton Rouge. Her mother found her when she came home from work.
Oh, my God.
Naked with her throat slashed on the floor of a master bedroom.
Just left her there.
Raped little baby and then slashed her throat.
Clemency here.
Yeah, he deserves a clemency.
Let that sink in. Dakarius Holiday, convicted of the beating of his then-girlfriend's 2-year-old son, Darian Coon.
I remember this.
Beat to death on May 14th, 2007 in Baton Rouge. You beat a 2-year-old to death, you don't deserve to breathe.
I was with state police at that time, and it happened right down from headquarters where I was at. It's horrible murder by you.
Yeah.
All right, Robert Miller, y'all, was convicted in 1997 murder, rape, and armed robbery of his 67-year-old landlord at our East Baton Rouge Parish home. Miller said he went there at 2 a.m. to pay his overdue rent, but after arriving, he began to feel sick and lost consciousness. When he woke up, he says the victim was bloody and appeared dead.
Wow.
Can't even take, you know,
67.
Or I really hope these hearings don't get approved.
Alan Robinson was convicted in the 1991 murder of elderly Baton Rouge couple Morris and Kazuko Prestingbach, who lived near his mother. He was reportedly looking for items to steal to fuel his cocaine addiction.
Right.
And you see that a lot with these people that are addicted to drugs. The problem with any addiction, but especially like cocaine, is it ain't cheap, and you'll do just about anything to get your hands on the money to buy it.
Yep, and just kill this elderly couple.
Yeah.
No reason. All right, y'all. Antoine Tate, convicted in 1997 murders of Shawner Jackson, Joseph Billy, and Sylvester Rowe in Baton Rouge. Tate and his accomplices reportedly shot the victims after plotting to steal drugs from them.
Wow.
It's
still in East Baton Rouge. It's
just
three
murder,
people.
It's murder.
And I remember this one vividly, and this is Todd Wessinger, and he was convicted in the 1995 murders of two of his co-workers, Stephanie Gazzardo and David Breckwell, at Calendar's Restaurant in Baton Rouge.
Yep.
And y'all, Calendar's was like a TGI Fridays or something like that national level.
My buddy Michael Halfman actually worked at the restaurant at that time, and he was off that night, and we were out drinking beer.
Yeah.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was a Thursday night.
Goes and kills two co-workers.
Yep.
Sentenced to death.
I'm going to cover this one. This is from where I'm from, East Feliciana Parish. I'll cover it on regular Real Life for Crime one day. Gregory Brown.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Convicted for killing a couple in Clinton in October of 1998, William and Ann Gay. Both were shot at close range, and their bodies were found in a burning vehicle.
Wow. Do you remember that case?
I do. I remember it well. Mm. And know the Gay family, and it's horrible.
Yeah, that stuff don't typically happen in East Feliciana Parish.
Very rural. Yeah.
Horrible. Now we're going to go to Jefferson Parish. Of course, that's outside of New Orleans.
All around New Orleans.
Yeah. And so I'm sure there'll be several from here. And we'll start with Julius Lucky. And Julius Lucky was not so lucky. He was convicted of the 1994 murder of his coworker, Latita Fagu, at the Gourmet Grill and Daiquiri Shop in Metairie as they were closing for the night. Another employee, a waitress, survived the shooting and was able to testify against Lucky and his accomplice, another co-worker. So he shot her, but she survived, this one particular female, and she, thank God, because she was able to testify against him. Shout out to her for having the courage and put him in in Angola.
And now she's got to really live this again.
Yes, great point.
So the next one, y'all, is Gerald Neal. Convicted in 1998 murders of Fergus Robertson and Greg Vickers, Neil and two of his relatives went to the Metairie home to collect an overdue drug debt from a former resident of the house. They killed Robertson and Vickers after shooting through a closed door. They also shot at responding officers before eventually being caught.
Hmm.
Nothing. No respect for life. And John Bell Edwards is giving you some respect, though.
Wow. Manuel Ortiz, convicted in the 1992 murder of his wife, Tracy Williams Ortiz, and her friend Cheryl Mallory in Kenner. Ortiz was out of the country, but it was discovered that he paid someone to fatally stab his wife for the $900,000 insurance payout. An FBI informant who had been speaking with Ortiz testified against him.
Crazy. No amount of money. And just killed her.
Yep.
Well, the next one is Emmett Taylor, convicted of 1997 murder of 77-year-old Marie Toscano during a robbery at Rhodes Pharmacy in Marrero, where Toscano worked. Another employee, I'm sure he was robbing him for dope, being a pharmacy.
Yeah. I remember that case, actually. James Copeland. This is in Livingston Parish, y'all. So this is where we're at right now.
And I covered this case on Real Life Real Crime.
Convicted of raping and killing 11-year-old Joseph Cook Owen. His body was found in a field in Livingston Parish near the East Baton Rouge Parish border in 1979. Yeah,
it was found right down there on Magnolia Beach. Yep. And he actually had a co-conspirator who was also sentenced to death, but he ended up dying on death row waiting on his appeals.
Yeah, and this guy's getting a clemency here.
He's just a freaking monster. Yeah. I mean, because they raped this kid over and over and over again. All right, so go to Morehouse Parish, where Lee Roy Odenbaugh, convicted of the 2006 murders of his wife, Sandra Porter Odenbaugh, and his wife's mother, Jessie Mae Porter. He was also convicted in an attempted first-degree murder of his stepdaughter following an argument about work he was supposed to have completed in their Bastrop trailer. Mm-mm. It's crazy.
And that's Morehouse Parish. Where is that?
That's up next to Caddo outside of Shreveport.
Okay. Yeah. Dang, you know them all. Yeah. All right, Natchitoches. I know you know where Natchitoches is.
Yep, I do.
You know, Natchitoches, y'all, Steel Magnolias, if you remember that movie that was filmed in Natchitoches.
The doctor in that is actually a really good friend of mine. The real doctor, the one the character was based off of.
Okay. All right. Well, Tracy Lee got convicted and sentenced to death in Natchitoches for he was a Fort Polk soldier. And Fort Polk, y'all, is the National Guard training facility, Army National Guard here.
It's also a regular military base.
Yes. This particular soldier broke into a home in Natchitoches on June 15th, 1985, shot and killed Roan Blackston, who was 15. Lee then sexually assaulted Blackston's mother and sister.
Right. I mean, because it's not enough to break in and kill the man in the house.
And the mother's already suffering, you know, just from that.
And you're going to rape.
And you're going to rape her.
And the sister. All right, y'all, Orleans Parish. Clifford DeRusse, convicted in 1995, killings of 20-year-old Gary Booker and 11-month-old Etienne Nachampesic in New Orleans. DeRusse shot Booker 8 times to the side and back and after Booker and his companion said they had no money when DeRusse asked for a dollar, y'all.
Jesus.
2 days later, DeRusse shot and killed Etienne, an infant, after a failed carjacking. He opened fire on the car as his mother drove away, hitting her 4 times as well. 2 murders and
stone cold killer.
And shot the baby's mama 4 times.
All right, in the next one, we're going to tell you, Woody just did a story on Real Life Real Crime about this particular person.
This bitch is cold-hearted.
Yeah, and let me tell you, if anybody doesn't deserve to ever get a clemency hearing, it's this woman right here. She is the only woman on death row in the state of Louisiana. Her name is Antoinette Frank. She is a former New Orleans police officer convicted of killing her partner, Ronald Williams, in Ha Vu, and help me with the next one.
Guang Vu,
at a New Orleans East restaurant, Kim
on
Noodles.
Yeah, and y'all, they said her partner, Ronald Williams, was working extra duty, and he had actually got her, Antoinette Frank, the extra duty at the same restaurant. She came in on a night off with her thug boyfriend, a gangster. And they executed him. They shot him in the back of the head and in the back and then went in. They literally, Vu and the two Vus were on their hands and knees begging them not to kill him. And she executed him.
Jesus
and they
Christ.
Know this because they were witnesses hiding in the cooler they didn't get.
Yeah. And tell them about her daddy.
Oh, yeah. She also killed her daddy. They found his skull, et cetera, underneath her house that she lived in after the fact, and it had a bullet hole in it.
Yeah, and they just didn't even worry about – she was already on – they ain't got to worry about her getting a clemency hearing. She's already on, you know, death row, sentenced to death, and the next thing you know, now she's got a clemency hearing, and maybe they should have prosecuted her for her
– Antoinette Frank.
For finding her daddy's skull dead.
Life real crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
no clemency for her murder by you. All right, y'all, I'm going to tell you about Clarence Harris Jr., convicted of first degree murder for the 1993 killing of Katie Carlin. He tried to abduct her while she was walking with her 11-year-old daughter in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Carlin tried running away, but was shot, and Harris then took her daughter back to his apartment where he raped her. Then eventually brought her back to the neighborhood where she ran home.
So horrible.
Kill mom and then take the daughter, 11-year-old, rape her, and then bring her back.
We're going to go to Wichita Parish, and Jimmy Duncan, who was convicted of killing Chaley Olivo, his girlfriend's 23-month-old daughter, who was sexually abused and drowned in December of 1993. And that SOB is getting a freaking clemency hearing. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah. He drowned a 23-month-old little girl. Yeah.
And sexually abused him. Right.
And killed the mother.
Right. Just crazy. Mm. Winthrop Eaton, convicted of murdering well-known pastor Leah Joyner of Monroe in 1985. Yeah.
A pastor.
And he must want an express ticket to hell.
Yeah. Willie Tart, convicted in the 1989 death of jewelry store owner William Quinnen, 70, and Lillian Quinnen, 66, in their Bastrop home. I'm sure that was over a jewelry heist and money.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Crazy, people do crazy things for money, Woody.
70 and 66.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to my not so favorite parish. Actually, my least favorite parish. They have great people, but Rapides Parish, y'all, where Larry Roy was convicted of the 1993 stabbing deaths of his ex-girlfriend's ex-husband, Freddie Richard Jr., and her elderly aunt, Rosetta Silas, in Cheneyville.
In Rapides, you know where that's at?
Yeah, right. Stabbing to death his ex-girlfriend's husband and their elderly aunt.
Yeah.
What a winner.
What a winner. And we're going to St. Martin Parish. How about that one? Where's that one?
That's right outside of Lafayette, St. Martinville.
I ain't tripped him up yet. Yeah. Scott Bork, on April 15th, 1990, Scott Jude Bork murdered his estranged girlfriend, Charlotte Perry, and severely wounded her mother.
I covered this one on Real Life, yep. Real Crime. When you and I and Bayou_Brandy were talking about picking up hitchhikers, this is the dude that I picked up. I mean, he's not the dude I picked up, but when I dropped that or kicked that guy out of the car and I went to the whatever the bar was.
Yeah.
Went to the bar was. He was in the bar. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He got kicked out because he was fighting or he was doing something to one of the waitresses, and then he went on that night and killed him.
Wow.
It's crazy.
St. James Parish. And Woody, you going to tell this one.
St. James Parish. Glenn Jr. is convicted of the 1997 killing of Albert Butch Robinson during a robbery at a boating business in Convent.
I remember that one.
Oh, that's crazy. And St. James is just this side of New Orleans. Just crazy.
St. John Parish, we're going to take you to. And Kyle Jokel, who was convicted in the 2012 murders of two St. John Parish deputies,
right.
Jeremy Trish and Brandon Nielsen, at a mobile home park in La Place.
Yep, remember that one too. And and just two cops killed responding to, I think it was a domestic violence call, if I'm not mistaken, and he killed him.
Mm.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons you see turnover, police, and everybody else coming out, like you said.
That's right.
St. Mary Parish, y'all. Donald
Leger,
convicted of the 2001 murders of Troy Salone. Leger had kidnapped his estranged girlfriend after she told him she was going back to her husband. She was able to escape from him and ran to a nearby Franklin residence. However, Leger went to the wrong home and shot Sloan and his wife when they claimed not to know who he was looking for. Sloan's wife would survive.
That's insane.
Right? This unreal. But he wants out.
Yeah, but he wants out. He wants clemency. St. Tammany Parish, which is right beyond us here in Livingston Parish.
That's where Bayou_Brand is from.
That's it.
Slidell.
Well, in St. Tammany Parish, Jesse Hoffman was convicted of the 1996 murder of 28-year-old Mary Molly Elliott an advertising executive kidnapped as she was leaving work. Hoffman was a valet at the Sheraton parking garage in downtown New Orleans who made Elliot withdraw money from the ATM, drive to a remote area of St. Tammany Parish, raped her, then shot her execution style. Her body was found near the Middle Pearl River.
That's unreal. No respect. Think about that lady's last hour of her lives. She running from New Orleans to Slidell is about 45 minutes, and he takes her out there and rapes her and then shoots her like an animal.
Horrible.
All right. Jesse Monteo is convicted in 2002 murder of 61-year-old Louis Ferrari, the owner of a dry cleaning business in a Slidell area home, and another person trying to make a living and good, upstanding citizen.
Yeah. Kill. And we'll go to where's Webster?
Webster is, I think that's right. It's in between Wachita and another one. Let me
look at that. I'm pretty sure you're right on that. And while Woody's checking his facts there, I'm gonna go ahead with the story. Donald Wright is convicted with his girlfriend of the 1999 murder of her 6-year-old child, Heather White. White died after 3 days in the hospital where medical professionals documented extensive abuse, including significant bruises. Doctors ruled her death was caused by a head injury that bruised the brain.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And yeah, Webster is in between like Shreveport and yeah, Ruston.
Yeah. So
that's
another child.
Another child.
And killer.
And just unreal. All right, y'all. Michael Garcia was convicted of murdering Michael Milliken near Port Allen Gas Station. That's West Baton Rouge, y'all, in 2006. Milliken and his girlfriend were robbed of $30. He was badly beaten with a log and a beer bottle and then stabbed to death. His girlfriend was brutally and repeatedly raped.
Wow.
I mean, put it into context for a second. These people, think about each one of them, one we told you that's been murdered and raped on this episode. Think about their last breaths. Think about their last moments on earth, the sheer terror and fear they must have felt.
West Carroll.
West Carroll is all the way. That one actually touches up to I always pronounce wrong, Wachita, or however you say it.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
It touches the Arkansas line and really rural.
A lot of North Louisiana.
Yeah.
Cedric Clark was convicted of killing 68-year-old Bertha Anderson and 8-year-old.
8 years old.
Mariah Barnes, Clark's daughter, in Oak Grove in February of 2000.
So,
pretty recent.
Killed his own daughter and the 68-year-old.
Jesus.
I don't know, y'all. All right, take you to West Feliciana. We're very familiar with this one, Jim. Bloody Angola Lie that we did. David Brown, who was one of the Angola Five, a group of five inmates who took 3 security officers hostage in an attempt to escape from Angola in 1999. Captain David Knapps was killed in the incident. And y'all,
they bludgeoned him to death
with a rubber mallet, right?
Yeah, a rubber mallet.
And I mean, we've seen the crime scene photos. We've seen it all. And all because Captain Knapps wouldn't give up his keys.
Yeah. And if y'all knew the Hugo Holland prosecuted this case, you've heard us. Woody especially talk about him many times. The work and the expense that went into prosecuting these guys would blow your mind.
Millions and I think he said over $8 million.
Yeah. And here they are getting clemency hearings.
Yeah, well, the only good thing, it's not good, but yeah, the only justice in that whole case so far, as far as I'm concerned, is the one that they shot going through the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's David Brown, and he had an accomplice on death row at this moment, and that is Jeffrey Clark, another one of the Angola Five, a group of five inmates who took three security officers hostage in an attempt to escape from Angola in 1999. Captain David Knapps was killed in that incident. Clark was also convicted of first-degree murder of Andrew Cheswick at a Studebaker's in Baton Rouge, where Clark previously worked. And I'll tell you, you know, at some point we'll do a regular episode, or it would be several, but on specifically that live that we did on the Angola Five, because we've never given that to the original, right, you know, the right, regular public.
We might put that one in the pocket for the traveling Bloody Angola circuit also, because it's such a powerful story.
It really is. It's
just absolutely awful. Blow your mind, y'all, and we'll end it on this one. Certainly not the least by any means, but just listen to this, all right?
This guy.
So this one, y'all, we've been going parish by parish, and I actually figured it out about halfway through your alphabetical order, Jim, because that's the kind of research he does of parishes. But this one is not in alphabetical order. You know why? Because it is in three different parishes. Ascension, which is across the river from us in Livingston, St. John the Baptist, and St. James, which are pretty much next door to each other. But the Daniel Blank, convicted of 1997 murder of 71-year-old Lillian Felipe of Gonzales. That's Ascension, y'all. Authorities say Blank confessed to killing Felipe and five other people over a two-year period. The other victims included Victoria Rossi, who was 41, Barbara Bourgeois, who was 58, Sam Arcuri, who was 76, Luella Arcuri, 69, and Joan Brock, 55. The killings happened in Gonzales, Saint Amand, Laplace, and Paulina between 1996 and 97.
Stone cold serial killer.
Serial killer.
And one of the worst.
You want this, dude? To still be able to breathe air?
Yeah.
I bet there's all those family members and loved ones and relatives and friends of those five people gone.
And y'all, this was 1997, and that was the only killings they could tie him to. They suspect him and a lot more. He is a stone cold serial killer that will never stop.
And I think, you know, these kind of cases, y'all, the like this guy, the DNA back then was still in its infancy stages, and I'm sure he has way more bodies on that. You have all these other murders that DNA wasn't collected from and everything else, but he went to death row five times.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's got five death sentences, and the deal is he's never supposed to get out. That's what you do with somebody like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never supposed to even have a dream of getting out. But let's go back to what's his name from Livingston Parish. He's the second longest running inmate on death row.
Yeah.
And he sued.
1979.
He sued the state of Louisiana because he got busted with gay porn in his cell, and he sued the state of Louisiana and won. So he gets to have his gay porn on a cell on death row.
42 years on death row.
It's just unreal.
42 years. He's almost as old as me. I'm 48. So he's coming up on me. But, disgusting, unreal. This guy should have long been executed.
Yeah.
The jury of his peers convicted him and sentenced him to death. And how much money have we paid to keep this guy breathing? And that's the other side of this is, you know, with these clemency hearings, let's just be hypothetical and say every one of them got clemency, which that ain't going to happen, but it just, we're playing hypothetical here. Do you know the amount of money? Now you're paying people to sit in prison for the rest of their life, X amount of dollars a year.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff behind this, but
it costs more to put them to death because of all the appeals process. But guess what? We've already paid all this money.
Oh, absolutely.
These people's appeals process are exhausted.
Yeah.
And now we're paying more money because it takes the DA's office and the sheriff's offices and the all the police officers and fraternal order police and all these lawyers are now having to spend time on something that should have never happened. Right. This we shouldn't even be talking about this.
Shouldn't even be talking about it. And as we've brought you here, just a little you know, taste of what these people done, you can see these are the worst of the worst. If you're not a member of the Patreon teams, join the Bloody Angola Patreon, because we're about to go on there. As a matter of fact, we're going to record the episode right now, drop it probably next week, and it will be a bonus episode just for Patreon members that we lock up, and it's going to go in more depth on 20 of the actual first 20 that are coming up for these hearings. These hearings will be televised on YouTube. And they're going to archive them. So, you know, they'll be televised live, but then they're going to archive them. You can watch it whenever you want.
I'm going to cover several of them on yeah. Life or Crime. But, yeah, Patreon members, thank you so much. And this is going to be, I mean, we're going to get into the details, and, which will just shock your senses. And then after we do that, probably next month we'll put up the next 20 or yeah. however many we'll have to break it up. And we may not get through the whole 20 today on this episode, but we will tell you each one, Patreon members, but we'll give you the warning ahead of time. It's gonna be hard to hear.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, these people are in Bloody Angola on death row on for death a reason.
Row. Yeah.
For a reason.
So until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Bloody
Angola.
A podcast 142 years in the making.
Complete story of America's bloodiest prison.
Peace.
I walk a straight line. Shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Wrangler.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.